Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nick Joss, and today is day 25 of the dog days of podcasting. And I hope that, I hope my levels are okay. I'm actually recording this on my computer because I have a bunch of recordings I have to take care of. Because even though I plan to spend today recording, I spent most of today in bed. I was not feeling good at all today. Headaches, achiness, general malaise, all sorts of nonsense. I'm hoping that I'm not getting sick and that just spending the day in bed has actually helped me sleep this off. We'll see. The interesting thing about being a freelancer and working from home and all of that nonsense is, well, as long as you don't have any pressing deadlines and you're feeling ill, you can totally just go back to bed, which is wonderful. Unfortunately, it also means that, you know, you don't get sick days. You know, if there's something that is pressing, you have to work through being sick, and you don't get paid time off. You don't get any benefits or any of those other glorious things. But the way that I do it is basically I have to budget for the entire year. So when I do need to take time off or I do need to be sick, I can cover it because my bills will still be paid, and I've been paid already. You know, each time I'm paid, it works into this yearly projected budget. And so far that's been working out well. Luckily, I am not a single. I could not do this if I were single income. It would not work. We are a dual income household, and so that's how it works. But remember that thing I said many episodes ago about starving artists? Yeah, it's a true thing. So yay for dual incomes. But at the same time, when I was a single income, yeah, you didn't want to see the houses I lived in. Anyway, today I'm going to be talking about Ant-Man. Yes, I know it's a million years old and, you know, in the internet culture. I mean, we've already seen him show up in Civil War, but it's a surprising movie. It's one of those great surprises. And I didn't go and see it because I thought, yeah, okay, whatever. Ant-Man, really? Really? Are you just trying to print money, Marvel? You think we geeks are just going to go and see anything? And the trailers, I mean, other than the Thomas the Tank Engine almost running him over kind of a thing, the anticlimactic scene from the trailers, I mean, I wasn't really excited about it. I honestly was as excited to see Ant-Man as I was to see Doctor Strange. You will notice Doctor Strange is not on this list. I finally watched that one, and I could do a whole podcast where I think we could fix that. But and there are some high points, but oh boy. But Ant-Man isn't that. It was, I think, presented wrong in the trailers. It was hysterical. An absolute joy to watch. I think one of my favorite things was his best friend. The fact that you had a comedic actor in the role, I really think this is the direction that we need to go. We need to get comedic actors playing the superheroes so that they can get the timing really well. Because when you're dealing with things like I can grow in size and shrink in size and have powers of ants and things like that, you kind of need to be able to deliver it with a sense of humor. Ant-Man delivered. I loved it. I loved the little crossover where we get to see Falcon. And I really enjoyed seeing him in Civil War. It was definitely one of the perks of that movie. Honestly, the perks of Civil War was all the people that wasn't Tony or Steve. It was everybody else. It was getting everybody else involved. Sorry, Thor. Nobody cared. But yeah, so Ant-Man, a delight, an absolute joy to watch. I really enjoyed it. And I don't have any crazy awesome pairing. I'm just going to give you the last thing that I cooked, which is tandoori over rice. I honestly buy this jar sauce and it's really delicious. And I'm sure it's completely stripping the culture of really awesomeness. But you could make it using the spices and all the other stuff. But I don't know. I love that tandoori flavor. You cook that You just cook your chicken in a nice tandoori sauce. You don't even have to get the whole clay pot thing. Again, I know it's probably horrible to the culture. You just put that over rice, you know, chicken sauce, rice, delish. And we are going to also add in the fresh cucumbers that I have been eating all week because a friend brought me cucumbers from their garden and they are delicious. And I love cucumbers and I could eat cucumbers every day as I have been. So, Ant-Man. Tandoori, cucumbers. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense, right?
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.